the jazz of the city. 91.9 FM, WCLK. We are also online at WCLK.com. A tune called Winton's Warm Down in the background. Music from the Trio of Love. Something brand new. I was very excited to grab it up as we have a very special guest here in the WCLK Jazz Studio. And he is not a brand new guest. He really is family. He's been here quite a few times, and it's always so good to have him back. Mr. Justin Chizarek, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing well, Nicole. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How have you been? Have you been? You've been going through a lot, I see.
I've been very well, but dealing with recovering from a broken elbow about 3 weeks ago. Nice. So finding ways to play through it and finding creative energy in the restrictions of that has been very liberating.
Wow.
And actually making it kind of a fun challenge to figure out how to play drums with one arm. So.
Nice. Well, you know, in life, when you get these kind of challenges, you have to make the best out of them and become better. And I have a feeling that you're doing just that.
Well, you know what's great is I have an extremely supportive band. And, you know, we've been playing for when I moved to Atlanta in 2008. That's when we started playing together. And these guys have just got such an intense support in a musical playing field. You know, they come to support no matter what's going on. So yeah. I think everyone's going to hear that too.
All right. We're talking about Friday Jazz at the High Museum of Art. Not only are you not a stranger to us here at WCLK, but you're also pretty much family over there at Friday Jazz. So let's talk a little bit about that. And talk to me about how it is to just sit there and play for some great folks and different sets. And talk about your experience at the High Museum.
My experience at the High Museum has just been a great time.
Yeah.
You know, you look out there, you're looking at sometimes 1,200 people.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like playing at a festival, but inside. You see people walking around, appreciating art, listening to the great music, clinging glasses together, you know, having a good time. It's really what we love to do. We love to be playing and really be in a centralized, focused area for making music.
Yeah.
You look out, you can see the people responding to it. Sometimes people dance, which is something we don't get to see inside the clubs very much anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you miss that? Or is that something that is missed? I think it is. It should be done more often.
I think it shows a great respect and appreciation for the music.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you've reached someone, you've reached them, when they've gotten out of their seat, they made it to the floor, whether it's a dance floor or not.
That's true.
You know? Or if they come up on stage, you know?
That is a good point.
Which happens to be the floor.
Yeah.
At the High Museum.
That's right. It's the floor. We leave it open for people to just enjoy themselves and have a good, good time. And speaking of those good friends, let's talk about who's going to be hanging out with you on Friday night.
Well, I got one of my favorite bass players of all time, Mr. Craig Shaw. You know, the Atlanta staple. He's been with me for a long time now, just swinging hard and soulful and always being true to the music on the stage. So we're going to love that. On the alto saxophone, we're going to be having Akeem Marable.
Nice.
Who's both of these guys are who you're listening to right now. And Akeem is a very, very exceptional composer, musician, person. And he's a scholar. He also teaches at Morehouse.
Oh.
But, you know,
I learned something new.
These guys have been my the trio of love.
Nice.
You know, and also we have a guest on piano, Nick Rosen.
All right.
And, you know, Nick is an integral cat in the downtown Atlanta jazz scene right now. And he's touring the world as well. And he's a great friend. So I think this group has a lot of fantastic energy. And I think our personal relationships with each other just, you know, adds more insight to the music and can really allow us to deliver
always
on the bandstand. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really going to have a good time.
Always. We always have a good time. And even with the gentleman that you mentioned, great energy whenever you can hear them play and see them live.
It's fun to watch, too.
Yeah.
You know, which a lot of times we hear people say things like, I'm going to see a concert on Friday.
Right.
Well, on Friday, you can't see, but I want you to listen to, because you'll be getting to some stuff.
And feel. And feel more than anything.
Feeling, yeah.
Right?
For sure.
All right. We have my good friend Marcy. She's here from the High Museum of Art, always here to tell us about the good things going on, because I know I can't keep up with all the great exhibitions and all of the wonderful things going on. So, Marcy, talk to us about that. What can folks expect this Friday?
Sure. It's good to be here, Nicole. Thanks for having us.
Always.
This Friday, it's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the exhibition Girl with the Pearl Earring, which features 35 paintings, Dutch masterpiece paintings, including Vermeer's Girl with the Pearl Earring, which is one of the seven wonders of the art world. It's known as the Dutch Mona Lisa. It hasn't been in the U.S. in more than 15 years, and it's never been seen in the Southeast. And once it leaves Atlanta, it's going to New York briefly, but then that'll be the last chance you'll probably have in your lifetime to see it before it returns to The Hague in the Netherlands. So really an opportunity to come see it that you don't want to miss. We also have on view Drawing Inside the Perimeter, which is an exhibition of more than 50 works on paper by more than 40 local Atlanta artists. So it's a great way to see just the breadth of the artistic talent here in the city. And we also have Rashid Johnson, Message to Our Folks, which is on view in our Ann Cotts Chambers wing. And that surveys the first 14 years of Rashid Johnson's career. He's a Chicago-born artist. It includes painting, photography, video, sculpture. So it's really something for everyone in that exhibition.
Nice. And see, one of the great things about the High Museum is the art and the music really are like hand in hand, because as these musicians, we've got folks that, of course, are here from Atlanta, but they travel the world. Then you've got these wonderful exhibitions, just as a Girl with the Pearl Earring, that if you don't see it here and you don't get to the Netherlands, you might never see it. But then you also get to see artwork by people right here in the city of Atlanta. So it's a win-win situation. And the High Museum is always great for that, just making it all come together.
Exactly.
So we want to see everybody there. HIGH.org, that's the website. But for most of you, you're lined up by 4:30, so we know we're going to see you there. Come on out, have a lot of fun. Bring everybody. More and more, I'm seeing kids from 8 all the way up to 80 out there at the High Museum of Art. So we enjoy that and we appreciate that. And we thank you both for stopping by. But I'll see you Friday. Don't go too far.
We'll see you then.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Definitely. And once again, in the background, we have got the Trio of Love. You're going to see them live, though, at Friday Jazz at the High Museum of Art, hosted by yours truly. Once again, a lot of fun. Come on out and enjoy music and art the right way. Log on to HIGH.org for more information. And we're going to take a quick break and be right back as you're listening to The Jazz of the City.